Arm Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast here to share a winning strategy for Father's Day from our partners at Sterling Roastery. If your dad treats his morning coffee like a pregame ritual, you need to introduce him to the Sterling Roastery lineup. This isn't that stale, over-roasted stuff sitting on our grocery shelf. Sterling roasts their beans multiple times a week for unbeatable freshness. The smart play? A coffee subscription. He gets to choose his grind, from French press to espresso, and his favorite roast, depth. It's a world-class lineup of Java that shows up like a reliable veteran on a perennial powerhouse team. Go to sterlingsoap.com and set him up. He'll thank you with every cup. That's sterlingsoap.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen, your portal to positive football history. And welcome to another edition of our jersey series. We're going to go into the college football realm, a very difficult one to do indeed, of identifying the greatest players at each jersey number in college football throughout history. So this is kind of a big deal because college teams have been wearing numbered jerseys for about the last 102 years, I guess maybe a little bit more, 105 years even. So we are going to go through and try to find and identify them. And you know, we also ask for your help. If you don't hear of a name that should be on our list and you think should be, why don't you send us that to pigskindispatch@gmail.com or comment on your favorite podcast provider. So first we're going to talk about some schools that honor the jersey number 3. And the first one that comes up is the Utah Tech Trailblazers. Now, you may not have heard of this school because they're a little bit of a smaller school, but the program was established an annual tradition of awarding the number 3 jersey to the student athlete who best emulates the leadership of former player Abraham Reinhart, who passed away in 2019. This makes the number a symbol of specific character and leadership qualities within the team when Mr. Reinhart suddenly passed away, and the team wants to memorialize him and keep his spirit alive by honoring that number 3 with the top player who represents him. Another instance of a celebrated number 3 jersey is Hofstra University, who retired Wayne Sherbet's number 3 jersey. If you remember, Wayne Sherbet, wide receiver, most famously with the New York Jets and the National Football League, had a great career at Hofstra, and they decided to retire that number 3 jersey. The University of Notre Dame also has had some great number 3s. They've had some great players as Joe Montana, Rick Meyer, Darius Walker, Ron Pallas, and Michael Floyd, all of whom had record-breaking offensive players, as long as there was a plethora of other number 3s over the course of time. But those are the big hitters on that. So that's held in very high regard. And the USC Trojans, yeah, Southern Cal, has officially retired the number for Heisman-winning quarterback Carson Palmer in a rare move that speaks to its prestige. Palmer gave his blessing for a standout transfer wide receiver Jordan Addison to wear the number in 2022 on the condition that he represents the number's legacy well. And that legacy at USC not only was Carson Palmer and Jordan Addison, but had players such as Keyshawn Johnson, who was a dominant wide receiver for the Trojans. In 2 seasons at USC, Keyshawn had 2,796 yards receiving with 16 touchdowns. So tremendous athlete he was. And, of course, he was another New York Jet wide receiver, played in the NFL. Most famously, you know, "Throw Me the Damn Ball," I think, was the name of his book, or it was his motto or something there, mantra of coming in. But, yeah, interesting folks there. Now, Joe Montana, we talked about, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback, wore number 3 with the iconic Irish program, making it famous in his junior season. He took the Irish to a national championship victory over Texas, making the Irish the number 1 team in the nation. Some other notable players that have worn this has been Sterling Shepard of Oklahoma. Shepard was a consistently explosive wide receiver for the Sooners, finishing his collegiate career among the program's top 3 all-time leaders in both receptions and receiving yards. He provided a reliable and dynamic target for the Sooners offense throughout his 4 seasons in Norman, Oklahoma. Jordan Addison, as we talked about, started off his career at the Pitt Panthers in 2020 and 2021, moved to USC in 2022, where he got that number three from Carson Palmer, and was drafted in the first round of the National Football League by the Minnesota Vikings. His college resume has a Fred Biletnikoff Award in 2021, a consensus All-American that same year, first team All-Pac-12 in 2022, first team All-ACC in 2021, and Addison had 3,134 career receiving yards in college for a 14.3 yard average per catch and 29 touchdowns during his college career. Another very important player in wearing the number three was Alabama's Trent Richardson. His collegiate career at Alabama was marked by historic dominance, culminating in the 2011 Doak Walker Award for the best running back in the country, and a third place finish in the Heisman Trophy voting as he powered the Crimson Tide to multiple BCS championships. He remains one of the most decorated running backs in Alabama Crimson Tide history. Now, Mike Sadler of Michigan State, this is a really special story. He, according to the number one student athlete in MSU history, he was a two-time winning of that, four-time Academic All-American honors, Big Ten Conference Medal of Honor recipient, and the Pingle Award from the National Football Foundation and College Football Hall of Fame's Michigan chapter. The award's been renamed the Michael R. Sadler Award for his bravery and what he represented. Michael Thomas was a standout wide receiver for Ohio State in 2012 and 2015. All the way through there, those years, notably contributing to the Buckeyes' victory in the inaugural College Football Playoff National Championship in 2014. He finished his collegiate career as a reliable target before being selected by the New Orleans Saints in the second round of the 2016 NFL Draft. Marlon Jackson of Michigan, a two-time All-Big Ten and consensus All-American. Jackson was a dynamic force in the Michigan Wolverines secondary, earning consensus All-American honors while demonstrating rare versatility. By excelling both cornerback and safety throughout his career, he was a foundational piece for the defense that captured two Big Ten championships for Big Blue. Frank Gore with the Miami Hurricanes. Gore's career at the University of Miami was a fierce battle against the devastating knee injuries, but he repeatedly showed up immense grit and talent to return to the field. He already tallied nearly 2,000 rushing yards for the Hurricanes, proving his resilience before embarking on that legendary and long, lengthy NFL journey. Now, Quinn Blandling played for the Virginia Cavaliers, a four-time All-ACC selection. Quinn Blandling was a tackling machine for the Cavaliers, leaving the program as the ACC's all-time leader in career tackles among defensive backs. Now, that's just some of the famous ones. Now, we have some College Football Hall of Famers that wore the number three. Charlie Berry, who we have wrote extensively about, Jeffrey Payne and myself in our book Marooned, The Rise of Fall and the Redemption of the 1925 Pottsville Maroons. Charlie Berry was an All-American end for Lafayette College during his college days in the 1920s before embarking on a rare professional career and high-level official in both the NFL and Major League Baseball. Kevin Falk, a legendary LSU running back, set multiple school records for career rushing yards and touchdowns and finished fourth in the 1998 Heisman Trophy balloting. London Fletcher, great linebacker in the NFL, but he started Division III John Carroll University. He was a consensus All-American linebacker and two-time Ohio Athletic Conference Player of the Year. Ralph Guglielmi, he was an All-American quarterback for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the mid-1950s and was later inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. Bill McCall was a consensus All-American defensive end at Stanford in the early 1950s, concurrently achieving recognition as an academic star and being named as a Rhodes Scholar. Bill Morton was a standout defensive back for the Arkansas Razorbacks in the 1970s, earning all Southwest Conference honors during his collegiate career. And Greg Myers, a two-time All-American safety for Colorado State, capping his career by winning the Jim Thorpe Award in 1995 as the nation's best defensive back. Of course, Carson Palmer, we talked about. He was a 2002 Heisman Trophy winner. Finished his collegiate career at USC by leading the Trojans to an 11-2 record and triumphant victory in the Orange Bowl. And Palmer is our only Heisman Trophy winner that wore the number 3. Adrian Peterson, a Georgia Southern, retired Adrian Peterson's number 3 jersey. Adrian Peterson, a defensive back, not Adrian Peterson that was the running back, but still a great player, Adrian Peterson. He is in the College Football Hall of Fame and wore number 3 at Georgia Southern. Anthony Poindexter also wore jersey number 3, and he was a 2-time consensus All-American safety at Virginia, whose impactful collegiate career was tragically cut short by severe knee injury during his senior season. Then we had Danny Woodhead. Remember this great runner that came out and played for the New England Patriots? Well, he was a Division II legend at Chadron State, where he broke numerous NCAA Division II rushing records, and he was a 2-time Harlan Hill Trophy winner, which is Division II's equivalent to a Heisman Trophy. So Danny Woodhead, now you know why he was so good at the National Football League level. So there we have it. There are some great candidates that we've talked about. Hopefully we're not missing any, like we told you earlier. If you don't see somebody that we're talking about, please let us know at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'll give them some recognition after we do some research on them. Now it's time, I think, to choose our top 5 college football jersey number 3s. We're basing this solely on their college football performance. And I think number 5 coming in is Jordan Addison. You know, we talked about his great career at Pitt and then at USC. Had some great gaudy numbers and a very reliable pass catcher. Number 4, we come in at Trent Richardson of Alabama. We told you about a sturdy back he was in the national championships that he helped win, the Coach Saban and the Crimson Tide. Very reliable back at Alabama and very much of a grinder and yard carrier. Charlie Berry was very important to the Lafayette Leopards when he played for them. And he was so impactful that you know, he ended up going right into a National Football League team with the Pottsville Maroons. Charlie Berry is our number 3. Then we come down to our top 2. These are quarterbacks. These are famous people in National Football League, but they were college players before that. Number 2, we're going to place Joe Montana at the number 2. Joe Montana is not in the Hall of Fame as of yet for the College Football Hall of Fame. Did not win a Heisman. That's why we put him at number 2, because he did have that national championship. And at number 1, we put Carson Palmer, who is in the College Football Hall of Fame and won that Heisman Trophy Award. And gives him a little bit of an edge over the others. We have him as our number 1 player of the jersey number 3 in college football history. So this is a dynamic number. It's always a moving target. You never know who is going to come up next. What season will bring up number 3? Maybe 2026 will be the year where number 3 will surpass all these that we've talked about. You never know. That's why football is such a fun thing to do and observe. And we'll try to update this as we can. So we really enjoy having you here today and doing this research on the jersey number 3s. We're going to keep going through this whole year of 2026, trying to get all the numbers in, 0 through 99, and 3 are down, and we're going on number 4 next week. So till next time, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, everyone. There's a new podcast in town, Statman and Robin. We are the dynamic duo of Baltimore sports history.
We have lots of stories to tell about the great and not so great teams and players in Baltimore's rich sports history, and some of the more obscure ones, too.
We grew up together with these teams and players, and we'll add our experiences to these great stories.
Yep, we were there for a lot of them. Join us here on the Sports History Network.